Hey there, kids.
Yeah.
It's me, your old pal Stu, coming at you on a Wednesday evening here on CKW. That's right, it's time now for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music, for better and for worse. Yeah, and that means tonight, believe it or not, is my and the missus' 20th anniversary. Can you believe it? Yeah, we've been hitched 20 years. So there's going to be lots of mushy songs tonight. Yeah. that's all we got to say about that. It's all going to start right about now, I'd say. Somewhere. Close to now.
By a fountain back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas, and Paris, Tennessee. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri, and you won't find Onassis in Merlinville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. Our steak and martinis is draft beer with weenies. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. The prime and dement set ain't the flaming Suzette set. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we
This is Iris Dement, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hey, this is Brian Hofelt with the Derailers here, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9, Winnipeg.
My goodness, you're not supposed to leave that button on. Hey, kids, welcome to the Twang Trust here.
Welcome.
It's me, and...
Welcome indeed.
Welcome to the Twang Trust. Can you say that?
Welcome to Twang Trust.
All right, on CKW.
CKW.
95.9.
FM.
All right. And who did we just hear there? Oh, that's right. Brittany's pointing to this John Prine CD, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's John Prine. It's the album In Spite of Ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And it's that featured Mummy's favorite singer, Iris Dement. And that's, of course, the old George and Tammy Chestnut, We're Not the Jet Set, from In Spite of Ourselves. Yes, indeed. Brittany, did you know what today is?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's Mummy and Daddy's anniversary. That's right. We're celebrating 20 years. We've been married for 20 years. Can you believe that? Can you count to 20?
20 or what?
Can you count to 20?
20 or 20.
Well, that's close enough. 20. Ah, yes. Well, but we're going to be talking all about Mummy and Daddy tonight on the radio and playing songs that are special to us and stuff. So you can learn a lot about us by listening to tonight's show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And, this describes what me and Mommy have right here. This is John Hyatt and A Real Fine Love.
Mm-hmm. have the luck. Stole out of Indiana in the back of a pickup truck. With no education higher than the streets in my hometown, I went looking for a fire just to burn it all down. You got a real fine look. You got a real fine look. Say, and they couldn't find it in their hearts to just get out of my way. Then out of nowhere and for nothing, you came into my life. I've seen an angel or two before, but I never asked one of my wife. You got a real fine look. You got a real. The evening sky, but you cannot hide that twinkle starlight in your eye. Well, I left my map way back there, baby. I don't know where we are, but I'm gonna pull my pony up and hitch my wagon to your star. You got a real fine love. You got a real fine love. One I am unworthy of. Yes, you got. Baby's all sleeping, and the twilight's giving in. She looks like you, he looks like her, and we all look like him. Well, maybe it's just a little thing, the way I feel tonight. A little joy, a little peace, and a whole lot of light. You got a real fine love. You got a real.
Hi, this is John Hyatt, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, this is Mike Plume, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
It's true. You are. Aren't you, Brittany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
That was Mike Plume Band.
That's Mike Plume Band.
Yes, it is. See, there's Mike right there. He was in our house. He played music in our house. Do you know that? He's, you know, all that scribbling on our guitar? He scribbled on it. What a guy, huh? Yeah, that was from the album Fools for the Radio. She's Still Everything to Me. And that goes out to Mommy tonight.
What did you say? Cheese.
Say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, we're on the webcam. Say cheese. You're on the webcam. Yeah, you can go to ckw.ca. And I don't know if it's working or not.
Working. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spending.
Oh, it's a sponge. Yeah, yeah, you just ripped the sponge off the microphone. That's very good. Don't tell the station manager. Goodness, goodness. What did we hear in that set of music, Britt? I believe before Mike Plume, we heard The Ventures, and You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah.
Mommy sings that to you at night, doesn't she, sometimes, huh? Can you sing it? Can you sing You Are My Sunshine? And before that we heard the Lion's Share of John Hyatt's Real Fine Love. Yeah, that you got the gist, right? Yeah, we're gonna fix that in editing later. Actually, we'll fix it. So Britt, what's up next? Oh, I know. You know, hey, who's this guy? Do you know who this guy is? Who is that guy?
George.
No, it's not George. Who is that? Who's that guy? We were talking about him earlier today. What's his name?
George.
No, it's not George. You're thinking of George Jones, right? No, it's not. Yeah, it's easy to confuse him, I guess. You're only two. Yeah, you're only two, so you can confuse George Jones and Johnny Cash, I suppose. We'll let you get away with it this time. But
this time.
Don't let it happen again, okay? Okay, this is our little, because this is, you know, celebrating a marriage here tonight, we're going to do our little Johnny and June set, and we're actually going to start off with a couple from New Orleans.
New Orleans!
Yeah, New Orleans, that's right, and I don't know much about these guys. Do you know anything much about this next act?
I'm on the way!
Really?
I'm on the way!
Oh, well, that explains it. This is a husband and wife duo called Truck Stop Honeymoon, and a little thing of theirs called Johnny and June.
Tell it like it is, even when it lied. June had the courage to look the devil in the eye and say I love you. And maybe I speak too soon, but honey, I think I love you like Johnny, he loves June.
Well, I'm gonna stay by you, you're gonna stay by me. We ain't gonna need to spell out no D-I-V-O-R-C-E. We ain't like Tammy and George, we don't sing them tunes. You and me, we're gonna be more like Johnny and June.
Told Johnny, love is a burning thing. Baby, I'm on fire and I'm gonna buy you a $9 ring. Cause you burned me bad in the third degree. Like Johnny, he burned you, and that's how you burn me.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay by you. stay by me. We ain't gonna need to spell out no D-I-V-O-R-C. We ain't like Tammy and George. We don't sing them tunes. Yeah, you and me, we're gonna be more like Johnny and June.
Yeah, you and me, we're gonna be more like.
Yeah, you and me, we're gonna be more like.
Yeah, you and me, we're gonna be more like Johnny and June.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Well, I'm gonna start out walking, just you wait and see.
Guitar picker, you ain't leaving without me.
All you big mouth woman.
You long-legged guitar picking man.
But we can work this out. Yes, ma'am, I think we can. Well, I stole a whole diamond, hoping I could shut your mouth.
But how am I gonna wear it if I gotta hide it out?
You're you big mouth woman.
You long-legged guitar picking man.
But we can work this out. Yes, ma'am, I think we can. I'm gonna pick a guitar. First-class ticket for a luxury liner cruise.
I got out in that ocean, looked around, there was you.
Oh, you big-mouthed woman.
You long-legged guitar-picking man.
But we can work this out. Yes, ma'am, I think we can. I bought you a big, long limousine.
But I don't.
But you still what you are, you're just a big mouth woman.
You're a long-legged guitar picking man.
But we can work this out. Yes, ma'am, I think we can. Oh, honey, I love that big sweet mouth.
You a long-legged guitar picking man.
I'm gonna pick it for you.
True, you know that I'm crazy for you. I know.
You can say it louder than that.
Hello?
Oh, there. Then maybe not quite that loud.
Hello?
Hey. Whoa, well, hey, welcome back to the Twang Trust, kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was the Agriculture Club we just heard there.
Oh, yeah?
It was. Johnny to your June is what we heard. That was our little June and Johnny set. Did you catch on?
Yeah.
You caught on, yeah, yeah. That was Johnny and June themselves.
Oh, no.
Before that.
Before that?
It's from this album here. What's this album called? Can you read that? You can read, can't you? What are your parents teaching you?
Oh,
you can't
yeah.
read? It's called Carrying On with Johnny Cash and June Carter. We heard Long-Legged Guitar Picking Man. Yes, indeed, we did. And before that was Truck Stop Honeymoon and their little tribute to Johnny and June. What did you think of that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I think you're going to like this next bit. We got somebody not quite live in the studio. They were live in the studio once upon a time on this very day in 1989 on this very day. Over on another radio station, this fella got on there with another fella, and they were talking about this day, sort of. Anyways, I'm not making much sense here. We're just going to press the button and let it go. Yes, yes, Brittany?
You don't need the earmuffs.
I don't need the earmuffs. No, I need the earmuffs to hear. These are my official radio earmuffs I have on. I gotta hear everything through these things. They're similar to what you wore at the Bruce concert, huh? You remember the Bruce concert, huh? Did you have fun at the Bruce concert?
Yeah.
Yeah? Should we play some Bruce music a little later?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite Bruce song?
Mom, I want to hear it.
You do? Well, we're going to hear it. We're going to hear it. But first, we're going to go back in the Twang Trust Wayback Machine to 1989.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're going to hear a fella, local fella, who's a local fella once again. He was gone, and he's moved back. You haven't met him, have you? No. His name is Jeffrey Hatcher, and he's on the radio here from a long time ago with our pal Howard Manshine. And let's just listen to what he has to say, huh?
Tell you what, I'd like to do actually this song, especially for a couple of wonderful friends of ours, Stu and Kathy. It's their anniversary, and being a sentimental old fool, I'm going to do this song. This might surprise you, this one even.
That you're sentimental?
No, this song. I think you probably know what
okay.
A,
oh, it's name that tune?
What a slush I am.
Okay.
This song,
you're
here
blushing.
We go.
You don't tell us to tell. I'm supposed to guess what it is.
Actually, when the song's done, tell me if you know who did it originally. If anybody in town knows, I think you'll know, but it might stump even you.
Okay. Stump the announcer for Jeff Hatcher at 97 Kiss.
Happy anniversary, kids.
Hey there, dream girl. Why did I fall? You don't even see me at all. I'm all alone, 'cause it seems you're only mine in my dreams. Hey there, dream girl, you sure are fine. You're so good looking, I wish you were mine. But if I never win your love, will you always be my dream girl? In a crowd, you sure stand out, and you set every heart awhirl. And if I'm lucky, maybe someday You'll be my dream girl. Hey there, dream girl, what did you say? Just for a moment, you look my way. Could it be that you've been dreaming too? Oh, you'll always be my dream girl. Dream girl. Whoa, whoa. Dream girl.
Very pretty. I gotta take a shot in the dark. Was that D. Clark?
That is close, you know. Arthur Alexander.
Arthur Alexander.
The
really?
Beloved Arthur Alexander.
Unbelievable. I'd love to hear, because it was on a D. Clark album. He did Raindrops for the Audience.
Oh, yeah.
And, when I first heard the song, I wasn't of that age where I would check for whatever reason, credits, et cetera, et cetera. That's delightful that Alexander did that. I'd love to hear the original.
I think John Hyatt's done it. But only live. I don't think it's a pretty obscure one. It's just a beauty, though.
Beautiful song. Yeah. Beautiful. Just joining us with Jeff Hatcher. It's a Wednesday night. This is it.
The gentleman's choice, your puppets.
Reception problem is not yours, really. No, I think the hip hop guys were throwing that turntable against the wall earlier. I don't know. But that was the Six. You could sort of hear it through the distortion, couldn't you? Yeah, Jeffrey Hatcher, David Briggs, Little Paul on drums, and that Wiseman kid on organ. Yeah, no, not Bob. The other one, Ron. Yeah, Big Brother Ron. It's true. Or Little Brother Ron. I'm not sure who was older. Anyways, local music there from the Six. Me and Kathy never got to see the Six together, but we did. Well, we did see the big Fuse reunion show at Crescentwood a few years back. Yes, indeed. And I certainly initiated Kathy into the realm of all things Hatcher. She got here right as Jeffrey Hatcher and the Big Beat were quite the local phenom. We heard In Waiting from their album Cross Our Hearts. And we heard Jeff on the radio from back in the day doing an old Arthur Alexander number called Dream Girl. Next up, Kathy's not here to say anything about this next band yet. She's out walking the kid. But this is the band she left when she moved here from North Carolina. And this is the band she'd go see all the time down home. This was her fave local band. And, boy, here's another one that's, well, this is kind of it's a bit on the trebly side. We're playing an old cassette demo. These guys, they put out a 7-inch EP that wasn't even all that good. And they recorded a bunch of demos, and they had an album in the can, and they got signed to, I believe it was Sire Records at some point. And then, I'm not sure what exactly didn't happen, but nothing really ever happened to them. They sort of became nothing. And it's too bad, because they were a great band. I got chance to see him live once, And wow, they were awesome. They sort of had, they're similar to the Hatchers in that they had two main guys in the band, both singers and songwriters, very, very unique, two different vantage points in the same band. And we're going to hear a couple of numbers from the guy who, I don't know what he's doing anymore, he doesn't play music at all, but the other main guy, we're going to talk a little about him a little later. His name's Jeffrey Dean Foster. We're going to hear something from his brand new record. But first, we're going to go way back to 1985. This is a band from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, The Right Profile.
Hey folks, this is Jeffrey Dean Foster, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
I know it. Brought us down. The nights were long. bands play till dawn, one long song, just to keep the power on, and all the light that shines on you is from a dying star. The star's been dead a billion years, now it's shining off your car. The city was dark.
P&G fried pies wherever you go. They're just right for home, office, picnic, or snack. So good you'll have to say,
there we go. There's a word from our sponsors, B&G Fried Pies. Did you get to eat any B&G Fried Pies when you were at home with Grandma? Did you get to eat any B&G Fried Pies? No? No? So you don't have a favorite flavor? Oh, well. They only sell B&G Fried Pies in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Did you know that? It's true. That was actually Mitch Easter. You know Mitch Easter, right? Famed record producer from Winston-Salem. The drive-in studio. Yeah, him and Chris Stamey and their band Sneakers recorded that little thing. Pretty funny, wasn't it? Was it funny? Yeah, yeah. Funny as a crutch, I guess. Before that, the B&G Fried Pies was... An epic little tune from a fine record, Million Star Hotel. You might know a radio show by that name, but it's actually the title of the newest release from Jeffrey Dean Foster. And from that, we heard The Summer of the Son of Sam. Oh, you coming to say hi to Grandma? Let's see if she's out there. Is she out there in Radio Land?
Hello?
Say hi to Grandma.
Hi, Grandma. Hi, Grandma.
You gonna tell her what you did at school today?
I did at school.
What did you do at school today? Oh my goodness. Let's hang up the phone. What are we doing?
Hello?
It's
Grandma.
There we go. Was that Grandma on the phone? Boy, sounded like David Bowie or something. I don't know. Well, yeah, Grandma's in Winston-Salem. That was all Winston-Salem music we heard in that set. Before Jeffrey Dean Foster, we heard his old band, The Right Profile, a couple of tunes from them. We heard Cosmopolitan Lovesick Blues. That's actually on the Comboland compilation record. Did you know that? It's all North Carolina bands. Very cool. And then something from a super rare demo cassette going all the way back to 1985. And a song, what was that song called? It was called I Watch You Falling. There you go. Stephen Dubner was the singer on those first two tracks. And Jeff Foster, who you can see in the new movie Junebug, right at the very beginning. It's actually a movie set, well, it's not set in Winston-Salem, but it was filmed there. And Jeff Foster is practically the first guy you see in the movie. You see him for all of about 10 seconds or so. He's working in an art gallery, and he holds a painting. Yeah, very exciting indeed. Good movie, though. It's true. Well, look at that. It's pretty much time for the entertainment guide, I think. But to get us there, we'll play a song. This is, by the way, mine and my wife's 20th anniversary tonight. We're playing music in tribute to that. And you know, kids... If you want to have a marriage that lasts as long as ours, there's certain things you got to know. There's, you know, there's tips to live by. And here's one now from Mr. Lyle Lovett.
Sometimes it's hard to be. Given all you love to just one man, you have bad times, he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man.
CKW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Hey, welcome to CKUW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So what do we got happening? Well, we got the Winnipeg Ska and Reggae Festival happening September 14th to 16th, brought to you by us here at CKUW. For the first time ever, Winnipeg will be treated to some of the best ska and reggae artists in North America over 3 days. Yes, indeed. Including such star-studded events as Saturday, September 16th. Mikey Dredd and the JFK and the Conspirators at the West End Cultural Center. Yes, indeed. You can get tickets for that at Ticketmaster and Into the Music. And all sorts of stuff going on all 3 days. Check out myspace.com/WSRF, which stands for Winnipeg Ska and Reggae Festival. Yeah. What else happening? Well, the Music in the Market concert series happens every Thursday at noon in Old Market Square right through till the end of this month. Tomorrow, it's Nathan, and next week, Rami Mays with Jackson Haldane and Tom Foti backing her up. What's happening over at Times Change High and Lonesome Club? Well, tomorrow, it's Friday Morning's Regret, along with Adrian Sala and Lil Buddies. Friday, it's Shrimp and Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. Saturday, Andrew Neville is back along with Bobby Starr. And tomorrow at the West End Cultural Center, he's back in solo mode, which is the way he should be, Mr. Danny Michel. Yes, indeed. Go see him. There is no finer performer anywhere. This Saturday, September 16th, CKW and the Winnipeg Folk Festival present the Weaker Thans at the Jim Cale Theater. And Sunday, September 17th, the Ducks release their brand new album called Migration. That's happening at the West End Cultural Center as well. Next Tuesday, September 19th, Jeff Berner, that crazy, crazy accordion-playing Jewish fella. He rocks the West End Cultural Center, or whatever he does. I'm not sure if he rocks, but whatever it is he does, he's going to do it there on Tuesday. Thursday, September 21st, John Prine with guest Dan Reeder at the Pantages Playhouse Theater. Coming up sooner than expected, my goodness. Saturday, September 23rd, the legendary Shack Shakers, Bloodshot recording artists themselves, will be playing the Pyramid Cabaret along with the Farrell Brothers. And Tuesday, September 26th, CKW and the Winnipeg Folk Festival present Billy Bragg at the Ramada Conference Center. followed the next night, Wednesday, September 27th, by Amy Milan from Stars at the West End. Thursday, September 28th, Corb Lund and the Hurtin' Albertans and Elliot Brood at the Ramada Theater. That show now officially sold out. So if you don't got your tickets, you're out of luck. But, don't worry, the night before, Wednesday, September 27th, Elliot Brood live on the Twang Trust. Yes, it's true. Be here for that. Speaking of live in the Twang Trust, Friday, October 6th, Rami Mays will be releasing her brand new CD at the West End Cultural Center. And the Wednesday before that, she'll be coming by here. Yeah. All the stars visiting the Twang Trust in the next month. Very exciting. Wednesday, October 11th, the Detroit Cobras play the Pyramid Cabaret. And rumor has it the Sadies are playing that same night somewhere. I don't know where. But that's the rumor. That's what their website says. They say their Canadian tour starts October 11th in Winnipeg. They don't say where, though. So I don't know. I don't know. And Friday, November 3rd, Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo does a solo thing at the Pandages Playhouse Theater. And tickets for that show are going on sale this Friday. So there you go. November 3rd, Jim Cuddy at the Pantages Playhouse. Get your tickets soon. That'll do it. That'll do it for CKW's Entertainment Guide. If you'd like your event placed here, well, there it is. It's sitting right over there. Pop it in there. There it goes. There goes that Entertainment Guide for another week. There it goes. It's gone.